That's the headline. Hey, say, Johnston Goldwater swap jabs, or something like that.
That's their strategy now, is to show that I'm as bad as he is.
Right.
And both of us fighting each other, and I'm just not going to do it.
The rest of the stuff I have is just on individual states. I don't think you want to hear all that, unless you might want to hear Texas.
All right.
Texas Connolly is 65-35. Yarbrough is 52-48. Johnson is 59-41. And with the Republicans, you have 11%. In the metropolitan areas, 57. In the small town, 60. Suburban, 54. In the rural, 58. And the farm, 68. And to show you, he says, how Connolly can help you, if you'll get out and campaign around. In the northeast section, that's around Texarkana, you're 55. Connolly, 64. Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're 48. Connolly, 63. Central Texas, you're 60, that's Waco, Austin, you're 64, Connolly, 71. In East Central, that's Bryan, North Corsicana, that area, Nacogdoches, you're 51, Connolly, 71. In Houston, you're 58, Connolly, 68. In the Southeast, that's Galveston, Beaumont, Port Arthur, you're 66, Connolly, 70. In San Antonio, you're 63, Connolly, 71. In way west Texas, El Paso, you're 61, Connolly, 72. In west central Texas, that's Odessa, Midland, San Angelo, Abilene, you're 48, Connolly's 57.
Well, Connolly's not going to do much to help anybody.
And the image with the voters, Connolly's 81-19, you're second, 71-29, Towers, 69-31, Yarbrough is 60-40.
I'm surprised 69-31.
Yes, sir. 37% of the people in Texas think Goldwater's a radical. He says that he thinks you ought to build up the areas where you're strong rather than spend too much time trying to convince the areas where you're weak.
I think that's right. And where does that mean?
Well, in Texas, that's central Texas, that's southeast Texas, Galveston, Beaumont, that's San Antonio, and that's El Paso. They're your strongest.
I think I've got to go do something in Dallas-Fort Worth. I think you're going to have to get some telephone committees organized now and really going to work, and we're going to have to find out anything about the Dallas News. Have you heard anything about them?
No, other than Pat Rutherford told me they were going to do it on the 15th. He said me to get my money ready. I bet him the dinner that they wouldn't.
Do we have anybody down there that's close to them?
I don't guess anybody any closer than he is. But I believed him when he said that Joe Dealey's wife wanted to come up here so bad, and he had to promise her that she'd get another opportunity if he canceled.
Anything else?
I believe that's it, sir.
I got four or five things I want you to go over with, and I want you to call, write them every down, and make a carbon copy. So that you can tell me that you have done it. I think I put yours in, and you've got big beat freeze up there.
I didn't hear that last.
I think you. I send you stuff. I believe some of it gets in a deep freeze. It goes on ice. Now, I've told you about Ms. Talmadge. She called and says that Lady Bird, Lucy, she's ecstatic. They're the most gracious, sweetest, dearest people in the world, and I want the president to know it.
I saw that note sent it down.
And just tell them that the president got her message, and he's very grateful.
Right.
Melvina Masuda, Princetonian, sends us Dick Nelson a congratulations and the first copy to roll off October the issue.
I saw that.
And that ought to be publicized in some columns, and tell Doug Cater to get that done with the New Yorker or with the reporter or with Marcus Childs or with some columnist to show how we really taken the Ivy League and give us a little lift that way. See if the Jerry can't get Chalmers Roberts to use it or somebody.
Right.
Tell him to get at least a dozen copies. Call up there today on the Thursday, October the 8th, in Estonia. Get that used around some. If we could, it would be wonderful if we could send it out to the Princeton ex-graduates. Dick could get somebody up there to get the ex-students list. Just send them a copy of this paper.
All right.
Jim Rowe sent an excellent billboard sign.
I saw it.
I think that we ought to try to get that same thing made up and get a hold of the billboard associations and see what states they can put them in. And then I think Jim Rowe ought to get an executive to call the Citizens Committee and see if they won't underwrite putting them in these states right away. I'm convinced that they can do a lot of good quick. I think we need them. Now, Bill, do you have any objection to that?
No, sir. No, sir. Billboards in the right place reach a lot of people.
This space was purchased by John Turner of the John Turner Associates in Phoenix. Now, we ought to get Clark Clifford or whoever, because Scott Lucas is a national billboard man. You ought to call him and just say they're going to have some more of their problems. Now, we want some that we can move on right quick. And let's get the states that we've got organizations in. 20 to 25 of them, businessmen. And see if they won't underwrite their businessmen and give them an order. And get these things made in book and rushed out to go on the last 2 weeks.
All right.
Get him today and put somebody on over the weekend and have Tom direct it if he needs to. Sign Tom Corcoran or somebody that's an actionist.
Walter Lord Wright can get them out awfully quick once you give him the word.
All right.
I would never put vote Democrat. I'd vote Democratic. The Democrats, Republican list, and all the way. So I guess we can't change it. And I guess they've already got it, and I guess that's good. Now tell Humphrey, and tell the cabinet, and tell somebody at the committee to tell them, tell this Dutton this, to get, say, when you're referring to the president, never refer to him as Lyndon or Lyndon Johnson. Refer to him as the president. He has so much more prestige and so much more standing. And Humphrey's just like a gigolo. He's jumping up every day and saying, well, they're hitting Lyndon Johnson, and sometimes they're saying some mean things about Hubert Humphrey. But he ought to be saying they're hitting our dear president, or our great president. Do you get the difference?
Yes, sir, I sure do and agree.
And I tell that, write that down.
I have.
I'm gonna ask you, Bill, you write down what I'm asking him. I'm gonna see tomorrow what we've got done. Now, the legislative results. Get that memo from Dave Bell. And tell Dave Bell to take a half dozen columnists and give them this information that are international columnists that brag on us. Tell him to sit down with Scotty Reston and Walter Lippmann and tell them what I've done in this field. Not to emphasize foreign aid so much as the relations with other nations and stuff like that. And how successful the Congress is. I want them to write a tribute to the president working well with the Congress. They all like the fact I got 51 bills back. And he did a real job in improving our relations with other nations.
That's another thing that was said this morning by Lou Harris, that throughout the states that he polled, whether you're just about the highest, praise comes works well with the Congress. And he said that particularly in the South, the Congress is popular. And that bragging on the Congress, and not exactly bragging, but pointing out how you've worked with them and how you've got them to do things will be helpful to you.
Well, that's what I want this boy to do now, Dave Bell. He hadn't done much politically, and tell him I want him to do it, and I want a memo on who he talked to and a copy of what they produced. And I'd start out with Walter Lippmann and Scotty Reston and Marcus Childs and anybody over at the Post that he can get, anybody at the Christian Science Monitor he can get, anybody at the Herald Tribune he can get.
All right.
I wish that you'd drop Charlie Guy a wire or call, just tell him that you got the word, and I was just so grateful it's the best thing happened, and I asked him to please hit it hard for 3 weeks. The Lubbock story is nearly as bad as Dallas. It's gone all over the country that they had Texas Tech and they turned it over to Goldwater. And he spent nothing except denouncing me personally. And people in every state I went into said, what's happened to Lubbock? Is it another Dallas? And just tell him to hear that he's going to endorse me made me feel so good. But to please try to personalize it and show how I'm going to be of benefit out there and how much money I've saved and give him that $676 million figure in the first 2 months. 25,000 employees less working in July than last July. I cut Kennedy's budget by $1 billion. First time in 9 years. Give him 3 or 4 of those figures, and then I'll try to call him today or tomorrow.
All right.
Now call Jim Novy and just tell him that I cannot do anything like this at all now, that I've got Mike Feldman to handle that, and tell the rabbi to get in touch with Mike Feldman immediately. He's my expert. That I've handled everything on that, that I'm traveling in 5 states. And I talked to him, and I said, this is the way I want it handled. His number's Greenwood 72911. Tell Walter Heller that he's got too much stuff that I can't use it. And I want him to get me about 6 things that are the most persuasive for the average third grader. In other words, if we sold 8,700,000 cars in the third quarter instead of 7,000,007 in the second, if that's the best thing to show that cars up 1 million cars per year. And retail sales up 13%. Let's try to get something for the average man and tell him to work on it for ads, short ads, little teaser ads. I think I ought to put them in every paper that we have. Now, we've got to get somebody, Bill, that will get in touch with these papers that are supporting us and say, please point out that we're retail sales up 13% and that our annual rate of cars now is 9,000,009. Higher than anything since 55, so that we can, somebody like, I guess Ed Ray's not stature enough, we need some good editor that all of them know.
Pommel. They've got a fella doing it, and I don't know him, Bill. Is this Gaylord Phillips any good? I read these reports from him, got one today. He calls them all every day or two. And
he tries awfully hard, and I think he gets through to a lot of them. He's not the stature that...
Not at all. Well, get him over, but we'll try it. Now, here's the Douglas Keeter thing. The speechwriters tell him to get his stuff to the speechwriters. And I can't take McNamara on with the president. That's too political. Tell him. But tell him if he'll get his stuff to the speechwriters, to Buzz and the rest of them, and if he'll write some stuff on it himself on spending and lower taxes, providing jobs, and be sure to get it to Humphrey.
He's very much trying to get me to raise $40,000-$50,000 in Texas for the distribution of the book, and I understood you to say the other day not to call George Brown about
it. I don't believe it's worth that. Do you, Bill?
No, sir. Not that. Not. No,
I think we ought to use that money on television. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would tell George and them that you want he and Gus that we're going to need about $2 million worth of television the last 2 weeks, and that you just wish it. He told me earlier in the year that he would raise $1 million or so, and Gus would raise some, and just say that please get in there and do everything you can. Call you back next Tuesday or something like that.
All right.
And ask him if you should call Gus direct, or they're going to do it together or separately. And then I think you ought to call Johnny Meekum and just say you've got 20, 30 people in the country that happen to do a pretty big job. Some of them are putting in 100 and some 50, and they want him to help as much as he can. Don't want to push him. Whatever he will do, you'd like to know, and we'll let you know next Tuesday.
All right, I got Andre Meyer this morning.
All right, all the way?
Yes, sir.
Now, did that include, is this other going to be additional for Sarnoff? Or is that
yes,
part
sir.
Of
it? Yes, sir. I've got that yet.
And that's going to be additional?
Yes, sir, and I don't know. He didn't know how much, and I don't either.
Well, you just tell him to make it substantial. I just tell him all you got to have 3 million television, and you just got to get it. Did Dick ever do any good with his people that we met with?
I don't know, sir.
Now, he never did get to this Abe down there, and I imagine Bobby's done got him. Thank you, Abe Feinberg.
All right.
Just ask him. Just say he made me that commitment. I want to know what he's done about it.
He tells me he's gotten about 6/10 of it.
All right. Well, then why don't he send out this stuff to states? Why do we just have to fight about it? And Larry writes in and says, I would do this in the state. I think that night Dick ought to decide yes or no. I don't want to make him do it if he doesn't want to, except in 1 or 2 states. I want him to put a little money in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire if he thinks it'll do any good at all, because I'm anxious to carry it. I tell him I'm anxious to rebuild New England, too.